Musicians greeted about a dozen heads of state, including South African President Thabo Mbeki and rebel leader Ivory Coast Prime Minister Guillaume Soro. After a short military parade, Mr. Yaradua was sworn in ahead of schedule.
I, Umar Musa Yaradua, do solemnly swear, that I will be faithful, and bear true allegiance, to the Federal Republic of Nigeria.
Mr. Yaradua is the first university-educated president of Nigeria, and the first in Africa's most populous nation to succeed another president in an orderly manner. At his swearing-in, he called himself a servant leader. Mr. Yaradua also called for dialogue to replace violence.
I appeal to all aggrieved communities to immediately suspend all violent activities and respect the law. Let us allow the impending dialogue to take place. We are all in this together, and we will find a way to achieve peace and justice.
The two terms of his predecessor, Olusegun Obasanjo, a former military leader, were marked by sectarian violence and ended with repeated kidnappings of foreign workers in the oil-rich Niger Delta. President Yaradua also called for losers in the recent elections at state and federal levels to dispute results through the court system if they had grievances. He promised that after the court challenges are over, he will tackle electoral reform.
I will set up a panel to examine the entire electoral process with a view to effective reforms and ensuring that we raise our general elections to meet international standards. I will make this a national priority at the conclusion of the legal processes.
An opposition campaign director, Sule Hama, says that falls short of what the opposition wants, which is the cancellation of the elections.
I don't think he's qualified to call for that because he came by an illegitimate process himself. And therefore, if he really means it, if he really is a man of honor and he says what he means and he means what he says, then he should resign and accept that the elections have not met minimum standards of democratic elections.
International and national observers said the elections were not credible and were deeply flawed, marked by violence, underage voting, missing voting materials in many parts of the country, and a lack of transparency in the release of results. Opposition and union leaders have vowed protests in the post-election period, but these have failed to materialize. In the main city, Lagos, Tuesday, police set up roadblocks to prevent any large-scale demonstration. Union leaders have also expressed anger at the recent increase in the price of gasoline and the outgoing administration's sell-off of several refineries and other state companies to businessmen close to the ruling party. Nigeria is Africa's biggest oil producer, but humanitarian agencies say less than half its people have access to running water and just one-fourth have access to electricity. Nico Columbant, VOA News, Abuja.